believe it or not, that's God's plans from the very beginning of creation, that man would not walk by what he sees, but he would walk by what he doesn't see. And that was his whole plan from the start, before the foundation of the world, is I'm going to have a man like me who lives and can see the invisible. And the invisible can touch the invisible, and it becomes more real to him than the material. Because when we are yoked to the material, we're slaves to it. And he's looking for people that he can pull out of that. And this is the eternal work that he has, is to open the eyes of our hearts so that we can see in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and begin to grow in the Spirit. It just occurs to me more and more that as soon as a child is born, that child is destined for the ladder of heaven. That's his only purpose for the child. A little small child here, Zaire, God says, okay, first the natural, he was born natural, and here's his wisdom, that he was born natural, but that's just his start. First the natural, then the spiritual. So Zaire has to come out, and Amanda has a responsibility in this, that he has to come out of the natural and start to launch into the Spirit, the unseen realm. Just like Christ came to give us that example as he walked, that he didn't go by what he saw. He went by what he didn't see. He hung on what the Father said. And so that's the grace that's in all of us, is to walk by the Spirit, to walk in the eternal realm. Kristen said something. Sometimes she says something right up here. You know, I really keep praying for her, you know. Nothing external matters. Can we feel that? Nothing external matters. So all of the things that we fight for, and position and for reputation and to be seen a certain way and to have a certain vehicle and to have a certain house and to have a certain status, it's meaningless. It's completely meaningless because it's not in the Spirit. So you can walk 80 years and never touch the Spirit at all. You can walk 120 years and never touch the Spirit at all. You can walk 1,000 years after your natural birth and never get to what God's intent for you to be before you even came out of your mother's womb. So he said, come on, lay a hold of eternal things. Come on, Pastor Mike, lay a hold of eternal life. Remember 1 Timothy 6? Fight the good fight of faith, right? That's become natural to us. Fight the good fight of faith. Why? You want to do it because you want a car. No. Fight a good fight of faith. And what's the next part of that verse? Lay a hold to eternal things. See? Because the material doesn't matter at all. The external doesn't matter at all. See? Here's the Lord says, I got to find a group of people that will go after me in the Spirit. Well, my presence means more to them than what they eat, what they drink, what they can work to buy. My presence means more to them. And then they're going to find true freedom and true life. Okay? The song's still running inside of me, going deeper and deeper still. Where? Into this eternal realm. Into this internal realm. I wish I could know the word. Something, hands up. Something, do something. Deeper still. Can you put the words up there, D? Can you put the words up there? So it's better than me trying to sing. And don't even know the words. But I know when you're singing them, they were registering, worship team, stand, and team. Ross had kind of got out there. And the whole format, you know, the kingdom of God, you know, God has this way of sweeping us into the Spirit and keeping us, you know. He sweeps us clean and then he puts us in order. And that's all by the Spirit. So we are born for an eternal realm. When Amanda was given birth, this is just an example, God said, oh, my eternal kingdom is at hand. Okay, my kingdom's at hand. You know, we celebrate the natural birth, we celebrate, you know. But here's the angels of God saying, oh, the eternal kingdom is at hand. The eternal kingdom is at hand now. Holy Spirit, did we get to this? Is that the start? Okay. Holy Spirit, take my hand now. Lead me out into the living waters. Okay. This is the waters of eternal life. This is the waters of the Spirit. This is the waters of the new creation. This is the old creation, the earth's waters flowed over and destroyed the old creation. Now there's some new waters. Remember the whole thing with Noah, right? Right. But that's just a type of what's going to happen with the new creation. It flooded the old, but then take me out. See, he has to lead you out. You can't get out by your own mind. He has to lead you out. Can you yield to him leading you out to some higher waters in the Spirit? Look, there's no death there. There's no sickness there. There's no disease there. There's no worry there. It's love, joy, peace, and the Holy Ghost. If he can lead you out, there's a whole nother realm waiting for you, ready to be led out. So when Zaire was born, here comes the Holy Spirit. Let me lead you out of the natural. Don't get too caught in this natural life. I birthed you for the Spirit. Can y'all hear me? This is absolute. This is not just for a few special people. This is absolute. I don't care if only one out of 1,000 get it. Thank God for that one. 1,000 should have got it, but thank God for that one because it's absolute. The external means nothing. Come away with me into these. You keep putting stuff up here. Did I read all the last? You're, okay. Yeah, thank you, D. I believe you. You're the wellspring. You are stirring. You're the life for your sons and daughters. That's everybody, right? Jesus is the life. Eyes are open to the unseen. Zaire, your eyes might open to the natural. You can start seeing, but your eyes have to come open to the unseen. Amanda has a big part in this. Eyes are open to the unseen, and my faith is arising where? Within me. Nothing external matters. It's on the inside. Nothing external matters. Is there any faith rising inside of you? You know, people, you can win the lottery. You can do this. You can get a, you know, be a millionaire. You can be successful in life. But nothing's rising still on the inside of you in the unseen realm. You're poor. You're poverty stricken until you start to see the spirit realm. You're poverty stricken. God's delivered us from poverty. You think that meant that he's going to give you some money. No, delivering you from your attachment to the natural world, that's going to make you poor forever. Because if you never get out, that's how you're going to be eternally. That's the soberness of this thing. You know, what do you say? If you're dead, you're going to be dead still, right? I was telling Raquel, you know, Kristen, they were quoting stuff up here, singing a song over the offering and stuff like that. I said, that make me want to dance, you know. not because I'm happy for the eternal realm. See, that I'm happy about the eternal realm. You know, Stan, we sing, you know, this realm brings freedom. You know, there are people who would rather... You don't have to give me anything material. Just give me this kingdom. We've turned the gospel into a fake gospel, right? It depended on what you had. You know, we had the whole prosperity message. It's a farce. True spot prosperity. True prosperity. I wish that you would prosper and be in health as your soul, even as your soul prosper, that your soul seeing in the spirit. Then the health is going to come. But get in the spirit first, see? You know, God's waking us up, Cheryl. God's waking us up. Our spiritual eyes are waking us up. People sleep their whole life. And they'll ever see. I'm talking about reading the Bible and the whole thing. I'm talking about going to church every Sunday and still sleep. Eyes are open to the unseen. Great day. And my faith is arising within me. So, don't that want to make you bless the Lord now? Sing it out loud. Come and give his Lord his glory, right? Because he did it all. Taking us deeper, deeper still. You're calling us deeper, deeper still into your love. Thank God our songs are meaningful, Pastor Ross. We've come out of the grave. Is that it, D? Any more verses in there? Or is that it, Pastor Ross? That's it. I get something here about coming out the grave or something inside of me. There's freedom. Great day. In the water. This is the water of the Spirit. This is the water of the supernatural realm. He just calls it water because that's the type of the Spirit. It's starting to live in the Spirit and live in this living water. We should just, all we have to do is accept that. God, I believe that. Take me out there. Lead me. That's all we have to do is accept it. Believe me. I believe it, God. Lead me out there. I believe it. Now lead me out there. Lead me away from this world into the new world. Oh, Jesus, you're the river, and we'll never find the end. Thank God this healing. Okay, that's it, right, D? Because I'm losing it up here. I'm losing it. Oh, my goodness, God's taking this house out into deeper water, whether it's 1 or 100. Or 1,000, doesn't matter. So we're going into deep spiritual waters. Dang, I really want to stay on that thing. Let's hold on to this spiritual life that God's given us. Let's hold on to these deeper waters. His whole thing for us is out of the natural into the Spirit. That we can live by the Spirit and walk by faith in God, right? And talking about, when I say faith in God, I mean this eternal, internal knowing that he exists and that he's real. And I can sense his pulses. I can sense I'm in his space. And that I belong to this higher realm. And that the Bible is meant to quicken me and make me to live there. So I'm going to go through that a little bit this morning because we're destined. This is our only destiny is to be in the Spirit. So let's just make sure this is clear. People say, I want to know my calling. I want to know what I'm destined. I want to know my purpose. It's to be in the Spirit. It's to be in the Spirit and then let everything else take care of itself. All right. So it's the house of God with me. All right, so we're just going to walk through. We're going to have like a Wigglesworth time. It's a time with Wigglesworth this morning. Time with Wigglesworth. And since his presence, Pastor Mike, I didn't send it to you because I know you'd be ahead of me. Shelly, you need a hand? Okay. Good. All right. So we're going to start all over because Shelly just came in. And praise God. All right. Time with Wigglesworth. And then we're going to go home. And when we go home, we're going to go home in the Spirit. Yes. Right? When we go home, we're going to go home in the Spirit. Because if you're in the Spirit here, you're in the Spirit anywhere. You know, we don't just come to church. whenever we come together, there should be a divine awakening to this new realm that follows us out. Hey, Derek. Everybody's good. It's a good day to be here. Amen. Amen. Hey, Dad, I'm just trying to wait for everybody to come in and settle. There is no other life for you but life in the Spirit. There is no other life. God, don't you like the way Kristen prayed? God, thank you for showing us life in the Spirit. Jesus. So let's enjoy some time with Wigglesworth, and we're gonna leave here in the Spirit, and we're gonna walk in the Spirit. We're gonna know more about what it means. but I've got to hit you with this because we're ready for it. Okay, D, let's just start. And so I started this a little bit on Wednesday night. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Messiah is God's spiritual child. All you got to do is believe that he's God's spiritual child and has been fathered by God himself. Has been fathered by God himself. You see why I say you're in the Spirit? Because God's a Spirit. And what is he father? Spirits, right? The scripture says, be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live. Got a meltdown. Okay. He fathered us. Guys, think about that. He fathered you. You didn't come out of the flesh. You see what I said about Zaire? In the natural, he came out of the flesh, but in the spirit, he come out of heaven. And so he has to be nurtured from heaven in the spirit, right? If you're not in the spirit, something's wrong with you. Sarah, if you're not in the spirit, it's just death. I'm so glad I can say that kind of stuff now. If you're not in the spirit, it's death. You know, we have the television series Walking Dead. I've never watched it. I've just seen it, the clip, the whatever. And they're kind of doing like this, right? And they make them up, but you know, there are a lot of walking dead that look pretty on the outside, but they're still, we need to pray for people. Because if you're not in the spirit, it's walking dead. What's the movie, Dead Man Walking? If you're not in the spirit, it's walking dead. Oh, they smile and have fun and go to parties and whatever, whatever. Still walking dead. Then we start believing on Jesus and something else happens. I can start to feel heaven in the spirit once I believe on him and he comes in my heart. I've been fathered from another realm. You see why we're happy? We've been fathered from another world. You know, this world is cursed. But I've been fathered from heaven. You know, heaven starts to get so real to me now. I can feel heaven flowing inside of me because I've been fathered from heaven. Next scripture, D, please. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life. I give them eternal life. I give them something that's not of the earth. I give them something that can only be seen with the eye of the heart, eternal life. Thank God we have eternal life. Not the length of life, it's a kind of life. It's not the length of life, it's the nature. Eternal life is the nature of God. It's the nature. Jesus said, I give you the nature of my Father, and now you're born into that same nature right out of heaven. I was born from above, so were you. I am not of this world, neither are you of this world. You've been born from above. You belong to another realm, another order, a divine place, a land flowing with milk and honey, paradise, as it were. That's why you hear his voice. That's why you hear his voice, because he speaks out of heaven. And you were born out of heaven, so you can hear heaven inside you. Hey, you know, heaven's on the inside of you. Praise Jesus. We don't belong to this earth. All right. Going deeper, deeper still into his divine love. He's lifted the curse, pinned it to a tree, as the scripture says. Now it has no effect on you if we believe. So he gives us. I knew exactly before I started last night. I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and the Lord's like, no, I want you to go to have a Wigglesworth time. So I'm fighting Wigglesworth right now. Come on, man. Because he's alive, right? Because Tina, when you touch this realm, there's no death. When you touch this realm, there's no death. So everybody reading the Bible, they still alive. And look, you in the same order as they are in. That's why they can visit you and stuff. That's why that's the word of God. That's why your great great grandmother, who loved the Lord, gonna start touching in on you and start saying, "Eat of eternal life." You eating the wrong food. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Amen. Don't be surprised. Pastor Jay tells a story. Mama come back to her. He said, "Mom, you don't believe in the resurrection." And she was like, "Yes, I do." Doctrinally, she did. Doctrinally. But when he comes to her, "Didn't Pastor tell you about the resurrection?" Yeah, whoa. And deeper, deeper still. Because we're born into this new kind of life, it's resurrection life, right? It's life from the dead. It's a whole new order. It's above the grave. It's above the world. It's a whole new order. So we start to, you can't see it with your natural eyes, but you can sense it deep in your heart. And according to scripture, that's the only evidence we have. We don't have any external evidence about it except for that witness in your heart about it. You can't explain it to anybody. You can't tell them about it. All you have, how do you know? Because there's a deep witness of heaven inside of me. I've been born again from above. I occupy a high place. Really, you've already died and been raised again. Because when he raised up, you got raised up too. Isn't that powerful? But when somebody looks at you, I can't tell anything about you being raised from the dead, but you know on the inside of you, you've been raised from the dead already. It's already done inside of you. You can't explain it to people because you're standing on the earth like that, but you have to say, if you could look on the inside of me, you could see my feet on the streets of gold already. You can see a joy in my heart that's above. This world can go to pieces and it wouldn't bother me because I'm already in another world. Okay? That's no deep witness in my heart. That's the witness in my heart. I belong to God and none other. See? See that? That's exactly right, sir. That's how you feel in your spirit. Wow. Jesus. So what does he say? So what I just said, you get to get a clear glimpse of it in a very clear way in Hebrews. The word of God, the word of life, the Son, the bread, the spirit, where? It's inside of you. I said it better than he did. he said it better than I did. That's why God's got him up here for you. It's almost like, see, he was given a sermon, and it's almost like he's here speaking to you right now. It's the same spirit. I had to fight with this. God, why do you want me to read? It's the same spirit, he said. It's the same spirit. It's not my idea. Separating you from the soulish, right? The word separates the soul and the spirit, right? The spirit's inside. The same spirit, the same power, the same spirit separates soul and spirit, joint and marrow, right inside of you. The life, the word, is the same power that by the spirit quickens the mortal body. Pastor Jerry, it's a resurrection force. It's not a doctrine. It's not a letter. It's a force. It's a force inside of you that separates you from self, that separates you from being one in your own way, that separates you from the world. It's a resurrection is not an event. It's a force living inside of us and starts to quicken us that we don't even want what we used to want anymore. All I want is heaven now. All I want is Jesus now. All I want is a new creation now. I don't want this world anymore. It's a force. Look, it's a divine order, isn't it? It's a new way of living by the Spirit of the living God. Look what he says. The stiff knee, the inactive limb, the strained position on the back, the muscles and everything in nature, in your nature, takes on resurrection power by the word of God. The living word in the body, discerning, opening, and revealing the hidden thoughts of the heart until the heart cannot have one thing that is contrary to God. The spirit does that work. You see? You remember we sung that song, Resurrection in My Veins? When resurrection starts to, when we start to believe in that, resurrection starts to separate in disease from you. Because it's healing. Somebody say, well, is it God's will to heal? Well, is it God's will for resurrection life to flow in your body? You know, it's not even about the healing. It's about the life flowing, and the healing will come just because the life starts to flow. It's not even a question. Of course it's his will because the life's flowing. He wouldn't have put the life in you if his will wasn't for it to happen. Are y'all following me? So we have resurrection starting to pulsate through our veins. Pastor Love, we don't have a say-so in that part anymore. It's just what he says. He says it. All I got to do is believe it, right? God, I believe you. Resurrection in my veins. Well, what is it doing in your veins? What flows? Something flows through your veins. Anything that's contrary to God, you know, sickness is contrary to God. Anything that's contrary to God is going to have to get out. But you see, it's not a doctrine. It's not like, well, I believe in healing. No, it's more than that. If you believe in healing, resurrection is going to flow. You understand what I'm trying to say? Sometimes we try to fight the doctrinal position. All you got to do is believe that he's inside of you from a whole nother order and flowing through you. and then let life be. See, now what you believe comes out of that. Now how you live comes out of that. Not us trying to make stuff happen. God's the one. You know, somebody told me about a vision they had where they saw an electric outlet go into their chest. And they said, well, I wonder where the other end of that electric outlet is. And they looked away, and it was Jesus. That same outlet was on the other end of the outlet was plugged into him, who has been resurrected, by the way. So the only thing he has to give you is resurrection life. That's all he has to give you is resurrection life. And it flows through him straight into your heart. You don't have to work for it. All you do is believe. God, get in my chest. It makes you fall madly in love is what it does. The heart separated in thought and in life until the whole man is brought into divine life. Living in this life, moving by this power, quickened by this whole principle. And he says, oh, this is resurrection. This is resurrection. B, it's not what he did, the third day. It's what he did in you and me. They were singing, the same spirit in me that raised him from the dead dwells inside of me. The same spirit that raised him from the dead dwells inside of me. The same spirit that raised him from the dead is going to pull me up, raise me up. It's going to quicken my mortal body too, by the way. My body's going, look. So sure. You know I got pickle. All the natural is going to dissolve. Stay down. Thank you. All the natural is going to dissolve. All the natural is going to dissolve. And the spiritual is going to take its place, right? Life is going to be swallowed. Natural life is going to be swallowed up by immortality. You guys remember Kristen told us about the vision she had last week, which it was a test glass or something, and there was a little substance at the bottom. And then obviously the Lord was pouring something else inside of it. And when the life, eternal life got poured inside of you and me, the natural life, it started to dissolve. The same spirit in me will dissolve the natural. And then it'll quicken my mortal body, and all my natural will get dissolved, and my body will start to become. I'm getting ahead of myself. This is resurrection. This is resurrection. It is anything. Is it anything else? It's the only thing it could be. Let's keep going deep. I do not know how far this goes, but I am told that this is Wigglesworth. I am told that when this is Wigglesworth, I am told that when the spiritual life of a man is very wonderfully active, spiritual life. I'm talking spiritual life. I'm not talking about just doing stuff active. I'm talking spiritual life. We're grabbing a hold of eternal life. His white blood cells are very mightily quickened as they are going through the body. Quickens your mortal body. Quickens my mortal body. Chris, the more we grow spiritually, I'm talking spiritually, the more we get in contact, because we grow gradually into that realm. It becomes a reality to us, right? Slowly, God, here's the song, said, Holy Spirit, take me into the deeper waters, right? And he knows what pace to take you. But you got to get started. He knows what pace to take you. And if you get started, oh boy. And I believe you can get to the point where disease would get swallowed up. In other words, I wish if you had a sponge and it was dry, Taba, and the spiritual life starts to get in that sponge and start to soak it. And soak it. First, you know, nothing will come out. You know, it gets one drop or two, and you squeeze it, nothing happens because not saturated. It doesn't have enough to squeeze out yet. But I believe we can. So we're learning. We're starting to learn. But I believe we can get to that spiritual life that Roz can be so saturated that when she's singing, it's like God's squeezing her. And that water of life, spiritual life, starts flowing out over the whole congregation, right? Right? And that it can be so strong that when I touch Brenda, it just starts to ooze out. See, that's resurrection life. It's flowing through our veins. It's oozing out of us. Don't get close to Pastor Mike because you're going to fall under the resurrection power. You follow me? This is foundation God's laying here. This foundation, God's like, he means business, right? He doesn't like, okay, just kind of make it. No, I want you to be a sponge of my anointing. And before you start, before you even start praying, God's activated. He said, okay, I can hear you before you even start because God can feel myself inside of you, you know. It's not one of these, you know, he's there and I'm here and I'm hoping something happened. No, we're so connected. Divine life is in me, it's in you. Same thing. You know, you eat off me, I eat off you. And whatever you ask. He says, after the spirit goes, these cells cannot be found in any way. In other words, if, you know, once the spirit goes, the cells go back to normal. I do not know how far that goes. He said, that's not been my experience, but he said, to me, it's a reality. He believes it in the heart. The spirit of the living God flows through every vein of my body, through every tissue of my blood. And I know that this life will have to go. The old natural life has to go. It's got to go. The natural life has got to go. The natural life has got to go. In other words, when that gets on you so strong, it's not. But see, we painted the natural life going at the cemetery. God said, No. You're miscuing those scriptures. Let's keep going, Z. So in the sermon, right, doing his sermon, there was an interpretation of tongues. I think that's going to happen here more often, tongues interpretation. I give you permission to do it, PW. It's not by might nor by power. It's by my spirit, says the Lord. It is not the letter, but it's the spirit that quickens. The church is mostly letter now. God help us. The resurrection that he brought into us. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me has resurrection life in him, inside of you. Resurrection power through him, and he will decrease, you'll decrease, and the resurrection that's in you will increase, Pastor Mike. So tomorrow, Monday, resurrection power and Mike should go higher. On Tuesday, it should go higher than that, right? That's why we do the confession or the offering. Every day is a day of increasing resurrection power on the inside of you. I'm seeing Pastor Jerry's tissues take on a new form. I'm talking about tissues in her body because resurrection power on. You know, the world and the flesh goes down as you go, you know, we're hearing the sermon yesterday, Jerry. The world and the flesh keeps going down as you get older. But in the spirit, you keep going up as you get older. See? That's if you believe. Oh, the unbelief in the body of Christ. Oh, the unbelief in the body of Christ. We can't see anything. God, open our eyes. Wake us to this eternal realm. Wake us up to this eternal realm. Okay, D, may God manifest that through us and give us that, right? You know how blood pressure run through my family? I'm like, God, I'm starting to believe you now. I don't have to have that. He said, how I yearn for this spiritual divine appointment for us today. Today is the day. Today we start believing that death has no sting, that we walk in a new realm with a new faith, a new life, and Jesus proved it to us. Because he walked on this earth not by his own might. He walked by resurrection power that come from heaven. He said he laid aside all of his ability. He laid it aside and said, everything I got from another realm. I'm a man, a sponged man. That's all I am. Now I want you to walk as a sponge man. I mean, a soap sponge man. You understand? Don't touch me, because something's going. You know, when they said, you know, are you him? And he said, I am. And they all fell back. He was full of power. I yearn for this divine appointment for us today to see this deep, holy, inward reviving in our lives and in our hearts. I think I got more, right? God is pressing in and keeping us in. It's almost like there's water flowing over this congregation. He's pressing us in and keeping us in so that we lay hold to eternal life. Let's lay a hold of it. Not until these last days have I been able to understand Paul's words to Timothy, when he told him he was to lay hold of eternal life. Isaiah comes out the womb. First thing God says to him, lay hold of eternal life. Lay hold to the invisible. Lay hold to the impossible. Lay hold to what man's never seen before. Lay hold to a realm that his natural eyes can never see. It's only by faith. We cannot imagine any unsaved human being in the world laying a hold of eternal life. In the world, people are not going to do it. It never could be. But a supernatural human being has the power to lay a hold and to take a hold of eternal things. I'm seeing that for you, sir. I'm seeing you laying a hold of things in heaven and bringing heaven to earth with it. Keep going, D. Did we do 1 Timothy yet? I haven't got to that yet, right? Okay. Thus, it is the supernatural and divine that laying hold of eternal life which was with the Father and brought to us by the Son and is of him. And here's what Jesus says. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me. Okay? Just live on Jesus. What do you say? I'm the bread. Just live on the bread. Yeah, watch this. There's a divine principle. He had his life from the Father. He says, as I live by the Father and have life in myself, by the Father, so you will live by me and have life from me as I've taken it from the Father. Can y'all catch that? Here's God saying, here's Jesus saying, I the only way I live is I keep eating every day of God. Every day of God, right? If I stop eating of God, I die. Oh, that the Lord would inspire thought and revelation in our hearts to claim this today. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers ate the manna and are dead. You know, back in the Old Testament, you know, in the wilderness, manna came from heaven, right? But it didn't do anything. All it did was satisfy their natural bodies. Jesus says, now I'm the bread and the life. See, the bread in back in the wilderness, all of this handled the natural. There was no resurrection in it. There was no resurrection in it. There was no resurrection in it. All it did was feed their bodies. There was no resurrection in it. In the wilderness, there was no resurrection in that bread. Then Jesus comes and said, now I'm the real bread because I got resurrection in me. Eat that and you'll never die. It'll cure this. It'll make you whole. It'll do that. It gets flowing inside of you and me. The manna was wonderful bread. It was a wonderful provision. But the people ate it and they still died. But God's son became the bread of life. And as we eat this bread, it's got resurrection in it, Jerry. It's got resurrection in it, Jerry. It's got resurrection in it, Ross. It's got resurrection in it, Bree. Okay. It is the Spirit who gives life. Now we can hear that, can't we? For he gives life for us so that we, being dead, might have eternal life. For he came to give us his own life that we henceforth should not die but live forever. Then he has a little ditty here, living in the Spirit. Breathe upon us, breathe upon us with thy love, with thy love our hearts inspire. Breathe upon us, breathe upon us. Lord, baptize us now with fire, living fire. Thank God for the breath of heaven, breath of the Spirit, the new creation dawning. Thank God for the spiritual revelation. Fire, holy fire, burning fire, purging fire, taking the dross, taking everything out, making us pure as gold. That's happening on the inside of us today. Fire. He will baptize you with fire. Right. Matthew. It's a burning that is different from anything else. A burning without it consuming, right? Like the bush is illuminating. It's illuminating and illumination different from any other kind. It's a spiritual illumination. It illumines the very nature of the man in such a way that his inner recesses of his human nature, there is a burning, a holy fire purging that goes on until every part of the dross is consumed. You know, that's why the prophet said it's like fire burning in my bone. Carnality and all its darkness and the human mind with all its blotches are inadequate to reach out and are destroyed by this fire. We will be burned by fire until the very purity of Christ is through and through and through, until the body is, as it were, consumed. And mortality has taken on immortality. That's Christians. We can skip Christians' vision because I kind of gave it a little earlier. But the liquid, no, see, the liquid in there is dissolving your natural man. Y'all know that's happening now. That's a graveside sermon. You know, when the natural man is dissolved, we have a home in the Spirit. Let me tell you something. That's what's happening to you right now. God's dissolving your natural man. So, Raquel, you can start feeling at home in the Spirit realm. Granddad, I like this statement right here. There's a consuming of the flesh until the invisible becomes so mighty that what is visible will only hold on in order so that the visible can come forth. In other words, the only reason you have something visible is so immortality can start swallowing up and the invisible can start taking its place. Yeah. I know this is a lot, but, you know, blame him. Blame the Lord and Wigglesworth. And it comes forth into his glorious, blessed position. I think that's it, right, E? Oh, okay. 1 Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Take a hold of this. It's eternal life. Look, to which you were called. You are called to this. Which you are, this is your whole calling and purpose as a human being, is take on eternal life. Take it on. God's speaking to us like it should be, that it should be obvious to us. We're so blind. And made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. All right. Okay, so I got that. If you want to, he has a book on heaven. We're getting desperate for this other life and to live it out. The natural things start to go away. The spiritual things start to become our living substance. That's the graduation that God intended for us all to have from birth on. Live in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit, breathe in the Spirit, be quickened by the Spirit, open up your eyes to the Spirit, dance in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, sing in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit, go to work in the Spirit, wash dishes in the Spirit, live your whole life in the Spirit. Jesus would say, on that day when the Spirit comes, everything will be changed. He lived so that the Spirit can be released out of heaven and change the whole world. Every human being, one by one. Lord Jesus, this morning we feel like death has no dominion. We feel like we could dance on the grave because you took away its sting, so that we can live in freedom, freedom from fear of death, freedom from this world system that's declining day by day. Freedom from the old, that we can walk into the newness of life. We speak and preach Christ your Son, him crucified and him resurrected, sitting on the right hand of the Father, to give new life in the Spirit to all men anywhere and anytime. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. Come and live in this supernatural realm where there's milk and honey, where everything is sustained by me, where I give you a grace, and my grace is sufficient for everything. Come. There's an order that I put out at the very cross. There's an order that I put into place. Receive and walk you in it, says the Lord. Amen. All right, Pastor Jerry, if you could pray for me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Father, we thank you this afternoon for the Holy Ghost surge. The Holy Spirit surge that's going through all of our being. We thank you for the revelation and the understanding of Christ in us, resurrection life in us. We ask that you would be resurrected. Come alive in us. Come alive in us that we may inhabit that eternal life that's already ours. Father, we ask this day, today, Father, let this day, Father, be a day of resurrection. A day of divine supernatural living. Help us to cross over, we pray. Help us today, we pray. Help us today, we pray. It is clear, but we need your help. Oh, it is so crystal clear that we are lacking in the faith, the divine faith that we need, divine faith, supernatural faith that we need. Help us. You're calling us into a deeper faith, an unseen life where we live by faith. Unseen faith. Help us, help us. We feel the surge, the pull. We see, we feel the divine pull today. Help us today to release this flesh, this world, to release everything. Let there be no thing that would hinder us from occupying eternal life. It's the deep calling unto deep today. It's Christ reaching out his hand to us today. It's heaven opening us up to us today. Today we say, Lord, yes. We desire. It is so clear. Help us. We can't do it of ourselves. So we ask this day that you would give us the grace to relax, stop the talling, stop the trying, stop the wondering, stop in the what if, and just live in the now of the unseen. Help us today to live in the now of the unseen. You've been ministering to me all week that my morning is here. But I've got to live in that. And now. You said now, faith. Now grasp it. Now lay a hold to it. Now, you told Timothy and you tell him prevailing, lay a hold to eternal life. And it takes the grace of heaven. We cannot do it of ourselves. But there's been a deposit made today. There's been a deposit made today. We're going deeper into that living water. Christ, that you have no end. You have no end. We have a beginning, but you have no end. We thank you for life in the spirit, eternal life, a supernatural way of living. And by your grace, in your favor, in your love, you're doing it in us. You're doing it in each and every one of us. The grace is here. We thank you. We thank you that not only Wigglesworth, but Geraldine, my God, so yeah, thank you, Jesus. That Mike, oh God, that Brenda, that Pastor Roz, my God, Pastor Love, oh God, our apostle, eternal life, now life. Oh, I just keep hearing the Holy Spirit say, now life, now that's life. Eternal life is living, now life. Everything else will dissipate as soon as we enter into now life. Everything else will dissipate. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus, because you're so faithful. You're so faithful to do it. The will of your good pleasure in us, you're working. We don't have to do anything. Just believe. Our only charge is to believe. So we thank you for now faith to live in the unseen, the unknown, to occupy that eternal heavenly life, the reality of it. We thank you little by little, step by step, grace by grace, here a little, there a little. Oh, we will see it. We will see it. We'll see it. We'll see it. And we'll know it. We'll recognize. Oh, this is it right here. That eternal life. So, Father, I ask not for anything in the natural. I ask for nothing in the natural for this house. Only the supernatural, the unseen realm. My God, we just need that realm. We just need that realm. Everything else is dung. If we could but touch those heavenly altars. We thank you. You gave us the charge this morning. You're calling us deeper. You're calling us into it. Then the word comes behind it. You're calling us into it. Let us not ignore. And let us not, oh God, doubt any longer the reality of this. Oh, no longer. No longer. No longer, Lord. No longer. No longer. Seal this in us today. Seal it. Never going back. Just as Adam and Eve couldn't go back into the garden, God, seal it. Seal it today. Seal it that we'll walk in your promise. Seal it that we'll be one with you and the Father. Seal it. Seal it, we pray. Yes, Lord. Yes, seal it. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for your love. This is divine love here. This is divine love here. This is divine love here. This is divine love right here. This is divine love right here. This is divine love. This is a divine supernatural work taking place. Working in us. Working in us. We may not see it, feel it, or know it, but you're working in us. I say you're working. I know you're working. You're working out your will in me. You're working everything out of me that's not of you. You're working it. You're working it. You're working us, taking us into high places. Taking us into those high places. Causing us to be seated with you. Keeping our affection on things that are above. And not of this earth. Unseen. The world becomes seen. But as Chris prayed, nothing on the outside is real. It doesn't matter. It has no matter. It's only the unseen that we see. We see the unseen. We see the corridors of heaven. Oh my God, I see and I feel. I feel the pull. I feel the release in my body. I feel the cutting of the cords. I feel the breaking of the change. Oh, it's a work. It's a work. It's a work. It's a work. But I'm able, says the Holy Spirit. I'm able to do that exceeding abundantly you're talking about. Now that's abundant life. I'm able to do it in you. Just believe. Just trust me. Trust what you don't see. I'm not a feeling anymore. I'm a reality. I'm not a feeling. I'm a reality. This is increasing resurrection life. Every day. Every day. Seal it, I pray. Never again will we conversate anything other than this. Change our conversation. As we live in that realm, we'll pick up the conversation and the language that the angels are speaking. Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus. I feel us lifting up, y'all. I feel a lifting. I feel a lifting. I feel a lifting. Pastor Mike, there's a lifting. There's a breaking. There's a breaking away from this world. There's a breaking away from the natural. When we seek heavenly things, forgive us, oh God, for when we sought after other things that had no value or had no weight, forgive us. But today we say yes to eternal life. We say yes, we lay hold to it today. By the Spirit, we lay hold to eternal life today. We lay hold to it. And as it manifests itself, we'll walk in it. We won't pretend or try to make it happen. But as it manifests itself and produces heavenly life and producing the eternal, we'll walk in it. We thank you for this day. As Wigglesworth said, today we walk in it. Today our minds are changed and renewed concerning our position with you. Heavenly life is the only life. That's living the supernatural way. Divine power is supernatural life. Divine power, the divine power of Christ, resurrection, working in us, makes us live a supernatural life. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for this day. I thank you for this day. I thank you for this day. My God, you made it so clear and so plain. Not a question to be asked. God, we thank you. We thank you. From the pulpit to the parking lot, let your glory prevail. Burn and consume us. Burn in us. Burn. Let the fire fall and consume everything that's not like you. Every hindrance. We release ourselves into your care. They say that at the grave, but we release ourselves now in the grave of this flesh. As this flesh is disintegrating, we present our spirits to you this day. We're not waiting when I'm in a coffin and they talk about we present. Oh, no. Today we present. This day. Let the flesh be disintegrated, burned up, and we present our spirits to you. Jesus, just as you did on the cross, you gave your spirit to the Father. We give it back now. We don't own it. We don't own it. We don't own it. We don't own it. We do not own it. You be the master and the controller of our lives as we divinely live in the Spirit. Divinely let your power and your glory be displayed. We ask for nothing else. We ask for nothing else. Nothing else. We ask for nothing less than this. We won't be satisfied with nothing else. We thank you for the opportunity, for presenting it to us. And we say yes and amen. In Jesus' name.